Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read to you from the Bible. Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I've discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I can gain Christ and become one with him. Oscar Wilde once defined a cynic as the person who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. His observation well describes our cynical society, which is desperately interested in the price of things, but can often overlook what is truly valuable. It often takes a serious illness or an accident for people to start looking hard at what is most valuable in life. Here the Apostle Paul runs through this exercise for himself. His detractors said that what mattered most was obeying the Jewish law, and his answer is that if they wanted to play that game, then he was the runaway winner. He was circumcised on the eighth day of his life, as every little Jewish boy should be. He came from the favoured tribe of Benjamin, so he was, as he described himself, a real Hebrew, if ever there was one. He was also trained as a Pharisee and was so committed to his Jewish faith that he was happy to persecute the church. But all of that was, for him, just a pile of garbage alongside the blessing of knowing Jesus. What matters most to you? Is it your family, nationality, education, house, car, job, financial security? Or is it Jesus? The point is not that our family, education, and possessions are insignificant or unimportant. They are all part of God's gift to us, so we should treasure them and continually thank God for them. However, when put alongside the blessing of knowing Jesus, all those other things are temporary and relatively unimportant. There's nothing more vital than to sort out the priorities in our lives, because all our decisions will flow from that. The way we use our time, money, and talents will all be determined by that fundamental decision. Paul would say to us today that we can never make a better decision than to give Jesus that preeminent place in our lives. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for the incredible blessing of knowing you. Forgive us for those times when we've allowed other things to get in the way. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day here on Premier for Be Still and Know.